This week's encore installment from News Press storyteller Amy Bennett-Williams introduces listeners to a tangy culinary ingredient unique to citrus-growing regions and that's likely obscure to many of our neighbors to the north, although it abounds growing wild in certain parts of southwest Florida.
Passionate as I am about this place, sometimes I'm surprised to realize that my relationship with it has slipped into the comfy territory of a well-aged marriage. Not that it doesn't still enchant and surprise me, but after all these years, I've begun taking some of its familiar pleasures entirely for granted. That was made vividly clear to me when I offered a recipe in the News Press for Dot's sour orange pound cake, and it didn't even occur to me that sour orange isn't in everyone's culinary repertoire. Joni Ott's note was typical of several I got. She wrote, "The recipe this week for sour orange pound cake looked good, but my question is, what is sour orange juice? I'm from Michigan and have never heard of this. Is it just what it sounds like, OJ, that's gone bad? Thanks for your help." Though it seems logical that oranges, like milk, might turn if left out for a while, sour orange juice is something else entirely. Well known to old-timers and natives, this antique, or heirloom, to use the term currently in vogue, citrus variety, was the first one planted on this continent. Thorny, hardy, and not very pretty, Citrus aurantium produces juicy and often seedy fruits with a bracing tang that gives the key lime a run for its money. Sour orange is the backbone of Cuban mojo, a sour, garlicky sauce used on meats and vegetables. It can be used anywhere lemons or limes might be. Toss the juice with olive oil over spring greens, brush it on grilled fish, drizzle it over a roasting chicken, stir it into your secret barbecue sauce, or squeeze it over iced seltzer. And along with the tang, the fruit's delicate aroma makes it delightful in cocktails, mojos, margaritas, and more, as well as it works in desserts. Brought to Florida by Spaniards in the 15th century, by 1750, there was a thriving sour orange industry based around St. Augustine, writes Julia Morton in her classic book, Fruits of Warm Climates. Farmers exported it to England, where the fruit was made into sought-after marmalade and the fragrant peels used to season bitters. It soon worked its way into New World cuisines and is now a staple of Cuban, Caribbean, and Southern Mexican cooking. What's more, the tree's sturdiness made it a dependable rootstock, a strong base onto which more delicate and sweet varieties of citrus can be grafted. Should the top portion die, the rootstock usually takes over, becoming a full-sized tree that yields sour fruit. These gone-wild survivors can be found all over southwest Florida, in vacant lots, abandoned homesteads, and public land that once held groves. They abound in the Lake Okeechobee area. In fact, the little town of Lakeport throws an annual sour orange festival. Although I don't have any sour orange trees on my little homestead, when I need them, I just head into the woods with a bag slung over my shoulder. I imagine a lot of other old-timers maintain a mental map like mine. But I freely admit that for those recently arrived from Michigan, that's an unrealistic expectation, and it leaves people like Joni wondering where the heck they can find some. Well, there's naranja agria, a bottled sour orange juice common in the Hispanic section of our grocery stores, though it makes purists shudder with its added salt, sugar, and artificial flavors. In his book, Rick Bayless's Mexican Kitchen, the chef offers the formula for a very acceptable substitute, combining fresh grapefruit juice with lime juice and minced orange zest. The online cook's thesaurus suggests mixing equal parts of lemon or lime with orange juice. You can also grow your own. Echo in North Fort Myers sells fruiting plants for about $25. But I think the best thing to do is find someone who's lived here a while and ask. If they don't have a tree, they may well know someone who does, and I've found people with sour oranges are usually happy to give some away. And in return, why not offer them a slice of pound cake?